Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
On this Tuesday, I am thinking about how it took far longer than it should have to pass another COVID relief bill. So the final bill just passed over the weekend is $900 billion to help people impacted by COVID. The initial bill proposed by the Democrats was $2 trillion. The Republicans were never going to go for that because there's a $27 trillion debt right now. So the Republicans came back with $900 billion. And that's what happened. So why did it take 3 months? Now, the initial Democrat bill was loaded with pork, stuff that is not germane to the bill. So Nancy Pelosi threw all kinds of stuff in there and nothing to do with COVID. And again, the Republicans said no. So it looked like there was an impasse, but then magically, they got it done. How? Well, they all wanted to go home for Christmas. If the holiday had not been in play, they'd still be sitting on their butts in the Senate and House. But they wanted to go home, and that's how our legislation is done. Self-interest. The good news is there will be $900 billion injected into the economy to help people hammered by the COVID virus. Let's hope this all stops in the next few months because of the vaccine. Now this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts. For coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.